Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. As we explained yesterday in the introduction, this Perek discusses the appropriate type of kindle and wicks for lighting the Shabbos Neiros, the Shabbos candles. Says the Mishnah, Bameh Madlikin Uvamo Ein Madlikin. With what types of wicks and kindle may one ignite Neiros Shabbos, and with what one may one not ignite Neiros Shabbos? Begins the Mishnah, Ein Madlikin Lo V'Lechesh. You're not allowed to use Lechesh. Lechesh is a cedar base. It's the fiber that grows between the bark and the wood of a cedar tree. You can't use that for a wick. V'lo V'Chosen, says the Mishnah, you can't use uncombed flax for a wick. V'lo V'Chalach, you can't use floss silk. V'lo V'Silas Ha'idon, you can't use a willow base. Again, the fiber between the bark and between the wood. V'lo V'Silas Hamidbar, you can't use desert silk. V'lo V'Roko Shapnei Hamoyim, you cannot use seaweed. All these things are things that they used to use for wicks, and they're not okay for Neiros Shabbos because they don't burn nicely, and a person may come to adjust the flame if they don't burn nicely. Also, they don't give off enough light, and the purpose of Neiros Shabbos is that there should be light, so there should be Shalom Bayis, there should be peace in the home. Now the Mishnah turns to the type of kindle that can't use. Says the Mishnah, V'lo V'Zefes, you cannot use pitch. V'lo Bishava, one cannot use wax. It's not referring to candles. Candles are okay, but referring to wax that's instead of oil. Shemen, velo v'shemen kvik, you're not allowed to use cotton seed oil. Velo v'shemen sreifa, and you're not allowed to use burnt oil. What's burnt oil? So Chazal teach us that it means truma. Truma, again, was the 1/50th of produce that a person was obligated to give to the Kohen. It has kedusha, it has holiness. Now, if that becomes tummy, that becomes spiritually impure, it has to be burnt. Now, when you burn it, you're allowed to have derived benefit from it. However, the Gemara teaches us that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, and the fellow, when he's lighting the candles before Shabbos, he's burning Shemen Tameh, he's burning of Truma, he's burning oil that became contaminated of Truma on Yontif. And the law is that you're not allowed to burn Kachim, Sulim, sacrifices or holy objects that became disqualified on Yontif. Continues the Mishnah, V'lo V'alya, you're not allowed to use sheep's tail. V'lo B'chilev, you cannot use tallow from a forbidden animal, an animal that's not kosher. Nachum Amadiyom, or Nachum the Median says, Madlikim B'chilev Mavoshal, he says that one may light with chilev, with tallow, as long as it's been boiled. Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, the rabbis, the wise men said, Echad mevoshal, ve'echad she'ena mevoshal, whether you cook the tallow or you don't cook the tallow, eim adlikim bo, you're not allowed to light with it. Which is kind of odd, because it comes out that we have exactly the same opinion in the Chachamim as we had previously, because this was the order. The Mishnah said, lo bechelev, you're not allowed to use tallow. Nachum Amari says you could use it if it's boiled, and the Chacham say you can't use it if it's boiled either. But isn't that the opinion of the Tanakhama, of the rabbi right before Nachum Amari? So what exactly, why do we have two exact same opinions? This is the Gemara's question in Maseches Shabbos. And the Gemara says that there's a difference between if you mix oil into the tallow or not. One of the opinions would hold that would be okay to light for Neiros Shabbos, and the other would say that it's not, even though we don't know which of the opinions says what. Nevertheless, the law is that a person is permitted actually to add some oil into tallow, and if one does that, they would be able to use that for Neiros Shabbos. Wishing you a beautiful and very successful day.